Mr. Stephen Allen's somenews.co.uk, the audio bits.
Veteran entertainer Sir Bruce of Forsyth got his knighthood today, and we heard a while back that he was actually going to be knighted, but today was the day of the actual ceremony. Old Brucey described his joy at being knighted by the Queen after years of campaigning by fans. He said it was absolutely wonderful. Doesn't actually say in the press release thing. I just imagine that's what he said, to be fair. But bless him, though. I bet it was weird for the Queen meeting Brucey. She'd know that he'd be, you know, he's happy to meet her, but secretly he'd be looking around thinking, anything higher than the Queen? Anything higher than the Queen? The Strictly host has been the centre of a Facebook and media campaign, and even an early day motion signed by 73 MPs to get him this knighthood. You see, in Egypt, Twitter, Facebook used to topple a dictator. Over here, we get a Saturday night TV star, a gong. Yeah, that's British. Talking about the campaign to get him knighted, he said, it's been a thing that's been going on a long time, but it's not often one can say that the press has been right behind you in my business, but they have. I know I don't sound anything like him, by the way, especially, you know, that... Sound more like someone starting a petrol lawnmower, but you got to make an effort. Yeah? Apparently with him at the ceremony at Buckingham Palace was his Puerto Rican-born wife, Winella. She's gorgeous as well. And there was a documentary about them on TV, and she's really in love with him. It's you know, the age gap, I thought it might be one of those relationships where she's just there for different reasons. But no, she really adores him. She was saying that in this documentary, that when she travels away on business, he always leaves little romantic notes in her suitcase. I thought, oh, that's nice. I thought it'd be great if they then cut to a picture of Brucey walking around the house going, now, where did I leave that note? I've lost my note. Bless him. But I thought this would be a good opportunity to replay something from podcast episode 18 of the Some News podcast. When we first heard that Brucey was being knighted, we thought it was a good thing. We thought it was about time, and of course he deserves it. He's put loads of work into the world of entertainment. But, you know, he's a knight. It just made us think that these days, knights are very different than they were back in the old days.
Sir Lancelot, tell us of our men's progress in the war.
Well, sire, we have repelled their forces at the border, but still they attack.
Sir Forsyth, what say you?
Didn't we do well? Marvellous, marvellous. But, Sir Forsyth, this is a situation we cannot hold indefinitely. We are running short of supplies. Our men are having to catch and eat the local pheasants. Good game, good game.
Get more at somenews.co.uk.